Hello, and welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Pandora, Apple Podcast, or head on over to the website, AmericaOutLoud.com, and check out all the great articles and podcasts updated daily. Got a great show for you tonight. And folks, I am flying solo once again, because my host, Andrew, he's still on vacation, but hopefully he'll be back soon. I hope you're enjoying our time together. We've had like two different guest co-hosts on with me in Andrew's place, but of course, no one can replace Andrew. Not at all. I mean, he is very in-depth on the issues, and I just like having him around. So tonight, I thought I'd do something kind of different and just go through the news cycle and give you commentary on what's happening. Now, some of you have written in and asked me, am I still taking my healthy cell? Absolutely. Wouldn't do without it. You got to take the healthy cell because that gets me all fired up. And I would encourage all of you to go to healthycell.com and start your regimen. It's great vitamins. And it's a liquid gel. You won't go wrong. So head on over to healthycell.com and try it out. So let's see here. What shall I do? What shall I talk about? I said I was going to talk about current events in the news and just give you my commentary on things that are taking place. Now, one thing in particular that I want to talk about that seems to be at the forefront of the news right now is, unfortunately, we lost Colin Powell. And I mentioned this the other day on our show, yesterday's show, I think it was. Great American patriot, Colin Powell. I mean, I met him once, a great guy. But apparently Trump came out and said some things that the media just, they're completely having a conniption over. Let's be honest, whenever he says anything about anything or anyone, they're having a conniption. They say they don't like him. They want him to go away, but yet still they cover him. So what did he say about Colin Powell? Well, in essence, he said that, hey, you know, Colin Powell was a guy who sold us the Iraq War, and he knew that it was wrong. And that, you know, maybe he was a great general, but, you know, rest in peace. The media didn't like that because they felt that, well, he's dead. Why are you coming out saying this now? No, what I've always found interesting is that after a couple of weeks have gone by, they've buried Colin Powell. I'm sure someone on the left or in the media as a whole will come out and start saying things about him that no one knew. Look at how they're attacking or how they attack George Washington, all of our past presidents. So why is it now that Trump can't say what he said about Colin Powell? And I didn't necessarily find it derogatory or an attack. He just stated an opinion. Let Trump be Trump. But I think that's one of the things that people don't like about President Trump is that he is Trump. There are no pretenses. He says what's on his mind, and if you don't like it, so what? But I think also what happens is that a lot of the things that he says or is saying, we're saying ourselves in the privacy of our homes. I think back at his time in office and how he would come out and speak against people or when they would attack him and he would come right back at them. It's like leaving no stone unturned. He was just like, wham, up in your face. What's wrong with that? Why keep it in? Why wait until a person has just like completely demolished you and then you're going to say something? Or why pretend when a person has died that all at once that person has become a saint? And that's not no reflection on Colin Powell. I'm not saying that he's not a saint, but you look at people and how the media treats them. When they die, that the first couple of weeks or days, it's like, oh, they're so great. They were so this. But then later on, they start to viciously attack them. I thought it was extremely interesting is how the media, when Trump knocked out the number two guy in Iran, and how the media played him up to be this great hero, a historian. And the man was a terrorist, but they played him up to be this great, you know, person that we should all look up to. It's amazing. I come here on this show night after night, and I talk about the media and their control on our lives and the things that they push out there. And someone texted me the other day and they said, does the media control the way we think? Are they controlling everything? I would venture to say yes, especially if you're uninformed. If you're informed, no. You know what they're doing. You know the games that they're playing. But if you're not informed and you rely on them to give you all of your information, especially if you're relying on one news source, they can very easily manipulate you. And it's not just the media now, it's big tech. And what big tech can do, has done, is doing, is extremely dangerous. Because they're in essence setting the agenda as to what we think, how we think, and what we discuss. Now, some of you might say, well, I'm not even on social media. Well, but you're getting your news source from the media. And if you're getting it online, social media is behind it. Because a lot of times, they're pumping out this information. And they're controlling what you're seeing. And a lot of what you're seeing is slanted toward the left. Who would have ever thought that the United States would be speaking ill of Israel? Back in the day, if anyone said anything to the contrary about Israel, they were immediately called out and labeled anti-Semitic. Now that's not done. Look at Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, AOC. Some of the things, that vile things that they've come out and said about Israel. Israel, one of our greatest allies. And it goes unchallenged. How and why are they getting away with this? It just doesn't make any sense. The whole idea of segregation and how the media is pushing that in a very clandestine way. Well, not so clandestine if you really want to know. And people are buying it. Our elected officials are speaking about it, and the media isn't calling them out. It's scary. But we go to the media in hopes that they would tell us what's happening around us. But they're doing more than that now. They're given their opinions disguised as the news. And with social media connected to the media, pushing out information as to what we can and can't see or read about, Google suppressing information. You could go on Google and I would say type in Colin Powell's name and all the articles that will come up, or just typing his name, are all positive. Try to find something negative and you'd be hard pressed. But if you were to type in Donald Trump, the first thing you would see is insurrection, impeached. You wouldn't see the article or the video that he made 30 years ago predicting what we see right now. You wouldn't see that. Why? Because they don't want you to see it. Now, I just got a news flash. Netflix CEO Ted Sarandos said he screwed up in his efforts to communicate with employees about Dave Chappelle. Now, I don't know what it's about, why he screwed up, or what he's going to say. But I guess if he folds, that's not good at all. And if you're wondering, what am I talking about, Dave Chappelle, go back and listen to a couple of our podcasts. And this whole thing with him coming out saying that there are only two genders, male, female. Of course, the left is now telling us that there's more than two. So I just got the article. I'm going to read it to you. This is real time. Screwed up in his efforts to communicate with employees who were upset over the Closer, which was a special by Dave Chappelle, and a recent comedy special by Dave Chappelle. In emails to staff after the special debuted, he said, okay, defined. Okay, let's see what he's going to say. In the Closer, which was released earlier, what I should have let was in those emails was humanity, he said in the interview Tuesday. I should have recognized the fact that a group of employees were really hurting. To be clear, storytelling has an impact. Okay, so it doesn't look like he's folding up. He's going to fold on this. Look, folks, here's my thing about this. There are only a few people in society that are mad at Dave Chappelle and his special, The Closer. Now, you've got all these other scallywaggers that are out there saying, oh, he should apologize, he should do this, he should do that. They're only pretending because they don't want the woke crowd to go against them. I really hate that Joe Biden is in the White House and that the left managed to wrestle what was rightfully President Trump's away from him. Now, I know that a lot of you are probably saying, well, but he won fair and square, that being Joe Biden, and that the 80 million so people just didn't like Trump. They turned against him or didn't turn against him. They were fed up. I get that. I understand it. Not saying that didn't happen, but I'm also not going to say that they didn't cheat and this election wasn't stolen, especially when I'm finding out. I read an article today that Mark Zuckerberg dropped nearly, I think, $100 million into different, let me see here, because I want to get it right, into different states to pay for these pollsters that were going out in key states, Michigan, Florida, Arizona, Texas, and Wisconsin, paying pollsters to canvass votes and to make certain that the messages were put out there for Joe Biden. In addition to that, he went in and he partnered with different polling areas to make this happen. You know what? It was not illegal to spend that amount of money just to change the outcome of the election or to get the outcome of the election that you want. I personally think that all big money should be put aside. Now, some will say, yeah, but entities, they're individuals and they should be able to vote for a cause or support a cause with their super PACs. But at this stage of the game, I mean, we become so advanced in our society and what's happening, it's really bothersome to know that a man worth billions of dollars, almost a trillion, can go in and affect or have an impact on our elections. Is anyone comfortable with that? I'm not. It's scary. Trump was the president. He's a billionaire. I'm sure, and he used his own money to run. But when you have someone who's worth like 100 billionaires or, and they're able to use their money to affect the election by going in and partnering and doing it legally with these different polling sites, groups, to affect change, to get the outcome that they want, it's very dangerous. And then to have a platform to support him, Facebook, and to shut out other people with different opinions. Now, I will never understand why judges have not looked at this and said, this is wrong. Lawyers haven't looked at it. Now, maybe I should say that why they haven't pursued it, because I'm sure that they've looked at it and they know that there's something wrong here, but they're afraid to do anything about it. Because if they were to stand up and say this is wrong, they could get canceled. Look at Twitter. Twitter is not the universe. But Twitter is a vehicle by which you can get information out there. You can disseminate information. You can disseminate ideas and thoughts. Why are judges allowing them to shut down free speech? I don't want to hear that this is a private platform, because it is a private platform working on a public platform, using the bandwidth of public, something that belongs to the public. So why does Twitter get to decide, yeah, we're using this and we're out in public domain, but we don't want you on it, so we're going to shut you down? It shouldn't be that way. It's just like a utility company. And then when you start trying to size up groups of people and size up speeches, then you've entered into a different terrain, because you're now becoming a publisher of content as to what you want out there and what you don't. Again, controlling the narrative, controlling what we read, controlling what we hear, controlling what we see, helping to form ideas, promoting the ideas and thoughts of one group and not the other. That's publishing. And because of that, it goes back to Section 230. It should be appealed, because that's what they're doing. They're granted a lot of leeway. They're immune from being sued because they're saying we're a private company and we're not a publishing company. But they are publishing companies. But if you were to take it to court, because the courts are so political now, and depending on where you take it, federal judges will hear it, and if they are of the Democratic persuasion or liberal persuasion, they'll rule in favor of these companies. And it should not be that way. It really shouldn't. And it's scary. Who's going to change it? When will it change? It's anyone's guess, but something has to be done. We cannot live in a civil society whereby a handful of people, if that, are controlling this dissemination of information. They're picking and choosing winners and losers. Yeah, we have our politicians, but a lot of our politicians have been bought by these massive tech companies. They have lobbyists that are paying them under the table, probably. And if they were to go and kick against the prick, they would shut them down. Now, there are a few dissenting voices that are left on the platform on Twitter, but then there are so many more that should be there. And then they come up with these, well, you broke our rules, you broke our rules and policies or what have you, but what are the rules? Why are you constantly changing? And who's making them up? Well, it's a private company. They can do what they want to do. Therein lies the problem. And I know that they cart them up to the Hill every so often to testify, but when they go up there, they're lying. I mean, if nothing else, these past few years have shown us that having these different companies to go before Congress, the different houses, and testify is meaningless. Because half of them aren't telling the truth. And they could care less. They're not going to go to jail. The only way they'll go to jail is if they decide to investigate them for something else. And then the FBI would say, well, you lied to Congress. And even then, you have liberal judges, activist judges. And even some judges that would say, I'm a Republican or I'm a conservative. But they would rule on behalf of social media or the different pressures in society, because they're afraid that if I don't, I'll have a group of people protesting at my doorstep, terrorizing my family. That shouldn't happen either. But look at society. Look at what we're telling the police. Don't bother them. Let them protest. They're entitled to it under the Constitution. But your rights under the Constitution stops where mine starts. I can't believe we've gotten here in 2021, that we're allowing a few radicals to control things. It's very dangerous. And some of the things that are out there in the public square that are being discussed, like the the other day, they were talking about abortions, and different members of Congress were saying, oh, I had an abortion. I had an abortion. They cared nothing about it. At one point, that was secret. That was sacred. You didn't want anyone to know about it. But now they want to remove the shame and say it. I remember Lena Dunham saying that she wished she had had an abortion. It's like, well, who cares? Malcolm X once wrote in his book, The Autobiography of Malcolm X, Alex Haley, was the author, had interviewed him. And he said, you can tell the way a society is by the way the women dress. Now, that's not a reflection, and I'm not trying to throw out anything about anyone. But I've always thought that, found that to be interesting. You can wear what you want to wear, but I thought that was an interesting point. Where am I going with all this? I wonder myself. I often have a reflection as to what is happening in society. What the heck is it all about? What is the end game? Where is the end point? When will we reach that point, a saturation, whereby things just explode and we can't go back? We're at the point of no return. Because when I wake up, I feel as if though we are there, we're marching toward that point of no return every day. And if liberals are successful in taking over and creating their rules, I got to tell you, there will be a lot more of God bless America, God save America, because it will not end well at all. Won't be good. So you're tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on the American Out Loud platform. Stay tuned for more After Dark with me on our second half. Looking forward to it.
Now, never before in our history have we witnessed the level of hatred that is now being waged against our law enforcement. While anarchist groups create havoc and overwhelm our first responders, these same groups and their corporate supporters are calling for the police forces to be shrunk and defunded. What can you and I do to make a difference? How can we stand up for what is right and to show our support? That's what I'm going to tell you about this incredible new platform. It's called ShopToTheRight.com. And it's a new shopping platform that will help you find businesses that align with your values. They feature products made in America. They support veteran-owned businesses as well as our law enforcement community. This is a time when we need to stick together, we need to shop together, and we need to support each other. It's time for you and I to make some noise and stand up to protect our country. And one easy way to do that is to shop and give our money to companies that don't seek to destroy our way of life. So join the fight for liberty. ShopToTheRight.com. Support those American businesses that support law enforcement and veterans.
Trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep can be infuriating. Your mind races, you toss and turn, and the harder you try, the harder it is to drift off. And today's digital age makes it even harder. You're not alone with this struggle. Poor sleep affects over 70% of Americans. Even the Centers for Disease Control label insufficient sleep a public health epidemic. To take back your sleep, Healthy Cell has created REM Sleep, the only sleep supplement made to support all four stages of human sleep with calming herbs, amino acids, and sleep hormone support, delivered in a patent-pending, pill-free, ultra-absorption microgel formula that tastes great. Fall asleep, stay asleep, sleep deeply, and wake up refreshed with Healthy Cell's REM Sleep. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order. That's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
And we're back after dark with Rob and Andrew. And as I said at the top of the hour, I am flying solo tonight. So I hope you could join me. Reach out to your friends. Tell your friends that I'm on and that I am solo. Want your support? Hey, it's just me. So tune in and hear what I have to say. So I had said earlier that I was going to go through different topics, different headlines in the media. And I went off on a kind of little tangent there because I was talking about Colin Powell and some things that had just transpired. So let me look and see what I've done here. Usually during the course of the day, I like to go in and take snippets of headlines and, you know, send them off to Andrew. Then we'll decide whether or not we're going to talk about them on the show. So because I am going solo, I guess I will go ahead and I will just start looking at those headlines and I will give my commentary. So the first one I want to talk about is someone sent a, I saw a clipping on Instagram. It's a picture of a, let's see, what is this? A grocery store whose shelves are complete with food, I mean, overloaded with food. And the top, the heading goes, Trump's America. Down below it is a picture of another shopping center, grocery store. The shelves aren't full of food. There's partially food on the shelves. And it says, Biden's America, go figure. Because actually that's what's happening. With our supply chain that's messed up. And who the heck was responsible for the supply chain? Who's the heck responsible for making certain that the cargoes that are right now sitting at the dock or sitting at all these different warehouses have not been disseminated? Well, I'll tell you who's responsible. Pete Buttigieg. And where has he been for the past 3 months that we haven't seen him on any of the talk shows? Well, he and his buddy have been out welcoming, I think, two twins. Yeah, he's on maternity, a paternity leave. I am not against that. I think that it should happen. But when you have a job that is that important, you need to get your bottom to the office and look and see what's not happening. And you know what I'm hearing? He didn't even have anyone in second in command, a deputy. When I was in corporate America, I always had a deputy when I went on vacation, just in case something happened. And even that, I would say, call me. But I don't think anyone called Pete. Why would they? Would he know what to do? Why did he even get that position, Secretary of Commerce? What does he know about that? He was a failed mayor of South Bend, Indiana. And then he decided to run for the president because he was gay. Look, folks, here, let me just put this out there. You are not special because you're gay. You are not special because you're a lesbian. You are not special because you're transgender. You're a human being just like all the rest of us. Nothing special about you. Nothing special whatsoever. Get over it. You're not special. I think the only reason why he got that position is because he's a gay man. Identity politics of the left. And then there's another knucklehead who was recently, I think, named as the admiral of something of the Health and Human Services. All of these like exotic things that the left is putting out there. This is how they want society to be. Meanwhile, other countries are more advanced. They're doing their thing. And we're sitting here laughing, saying, but we have an experimental process going on with an array of sexes, an array of genders, only two genders, male, female. You can be one or the other, no in between. And if I were a female, I would be highly insulted that they're running transgenders in all these beauty pageants and some of them are winning. I would be highly insulted that they're putting them on the covers of magazines and they're saying, this is a new beauty. It's a war on women, but women don't recognize it. The feminists, they don't recognize it because they're too woke. Hey, guys, I'm telling you, 2022 cannot get here fast enough. And I hope when it does get here, I pray to God that the people we put in office are people that are going to come in and turn this thing around and say, shut it down, because it needs to be shut down. I am not going to walk around and say that a man is a woman or a woman is a man when I know it isn't so. Don't tell me about the American Medical Society Association. And this is what they're saying. It's what they're saying because the person at the top happens to be a liberal or happens to be a woke moderate. and then all the others who have different opinions, who are also writing for these magazines, they're being squashed, they're being silenced because no one wants to hear them, because what they're seeing is reality. And we don't want to live in reality. We want to live in this world as a suspended imagination whereby anything and everything can happen. That's not so. We got to stop it. It has to stop. Folks, if you hear a lot of noise in the background, I'm in New York City. And what you hear are trucks on the outside of my apartment removing trash. So that's what you hear. I can hear it. I don't know if you guys can or not. Now let's move on to the next topic. Meghan McCain reveals Joe Behar on the air snubbed her, and it prompted her to quit The View. Okay, here's my take on Meghan McCain. I'm sure she's a lovely woman. She and her husband, Ben Domenech, recently had a lovely daughter, Liberty. I like Ben Domenech, but here's my take on Meghan McCain. Look, sister, you knew what you were getting into when you went on the show. You knew it was a liberal show. You knew that Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, Sonny Hostin, they think that the world evolves around them. Now, I used to watch The View. I thought it was interesting. But when Donald Trump decided to run for president and then eventually won, they went batshit crazy. A lot of estrogen on the show, fighting each other. And even when Barbara Walters was there, God bless her, I don't know what she is now. I think she's like almost 80, or she is 80 or 90. She was, I didn't even care for her when she was on the show. And she created this idea, this concept of women coming on and spinning stories and talking about entertainment and whatnot. But of course, once President Trump or Donald Trump decided to run for the presidency, it became political. Everything on TV is now political. All the talk shows are political. As if though we need another news outlet telling us about politics, while the ones that we have, fake news CNN, MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, and the rest of them, they're doing a horrible job. But back to Meghan. So she apparently has a book that's coming out whereby she's slamming the women on The View. She's saying how they mistreated her and how she would go leave during commercial breaks, and she would cry, she would vomit, and, you know, play the violin right now. Look, as I said, you knew what you were getting into when you joined The View. You knew that you were the sole conservative. I mean, she even had her dad on the show, and they were like, oh, we like you. And she was all happy. You don't have thick skin. That's the problem. Because if you had thick skin, you would still be sitting there and you would be giving it back to them. Now, don't get me wrong. She would stand up for herself. But those other wild beasts on there would definitely attack her. Never let them see you sweat. That's the key. Never let them see you sweat. You knew what they're doing. You should have pushed back. Look at Abby Hunter. I think she was a president of Huntsman, Abby Huntsman. She used to be on the show, and she left because she felt that it was too much. It was too toxic. Well, you know, like as they say, you have all these women working together. They can't get along, and she's bound to have a catfight. And Sonny Hostin, I'm really shocked about her because she's an attorney, an accomplished attorney, and she went to Notre Dame University, I think. And she was a federal prosecutor. And she's now become like this ditzy woman. Like, what happened to your legalese? Joy Behar, she's a comedian, never liked the broad. You know, she's always, man. She's a Debbie Downer. Whoopi Goldberg, I think she reads a lot. I think she thinks that she's smart. I think she thinks that she knows she has all the answers. I think that she wants to be in the big league. And The View gives her that platform. But other than that, I don't care anything about the woman. Next. So that was Meghan McCain. Now, the next topic, Joe Manchin. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal that says that he should join the Republican Party. There's another article on Christine Sinema saying that she should just become an independent. You know what? They should do it. Let them do it and then watch the left freak out. Joe Manchin, who is in a Republican state. Joe Biden lost his state. He's a Democrat in a Republican state. Dude, why don't you just become a Republican? What are you waiting for? I would say, screw this. I'm not, these Democrats are crazy. They want this socialist program, this infrastructure deal that they claim is going to be the best and it's going to lift everyone up. How is it going to lift everyone up when you're trying to have pre-K for kids as young as three so that you can start the indoctrination, you can start making them activists? And I've talked about this on the show before, and I hope you guys are listening. This is extremely dangerous. Where they're trying to leave the country is extremely dangerous. And we should be pushing back. If they're successful in getting pre-K for three-year-olds, parents, you can forget about parenting because they will now take over. And if you do anything that they don't like, they're going to call you on it. And you're going to have Child Protective Services knocking at your door, getting ready to remove your child. This is what they want. They think that they can better educate your child and raise your child than you, the parent. How the heck did we get here? How did we fall asleep and not see this happening? Well, actually, I saw it happening and I've called it out and I'm going to continue to call it out. This is not good. It cannot happen and it won't end well. So I would say to Joe Manchin, dude, come on over. Come over to the wild side. They don't like you, switch parties and watch them sweat. The next topic, judge denies dismissal of the Empire star Jussie Smollett. Now, I don't know if you guys remember this story, but I think 2 or 3 years ago, he was in Chicago late night. He was messing around with some guys. He claimed that some guys or people wearing MAGA hats came up and they attacked him. Now, the story doesn't make absolutely no sense. Attacked him in liberal Chicago? In an area that's predominantly for gays, Chicago attacked Jussie wearing MAGA hats. And they said, oh, we're going to get you. And they called him out by name as if folks who wear MAGA hats actually watch the show that he was on, Empire. Really? It was a bunch of crock. And of course, the story began to unravel. And we all figured as much that it was a bunch of crock. And that he had attacked himself and he paid some people to attack him and he put a noose around his neck. Can you believe it? A grown man fabricating a lie. Well, of course I believe it. It's a liberal. And he's a gay man. But he had everyone thinking that he was attacked. People started attacking President Trump. Oh, he's a racist. But it's like, but wait, this happened in Chicago, liberal Chicago. Really? The same thing with New York City. They came out and they're saying that the health department is saying that racism is a health crisis. In liberal New York City, racism. Okay, who are the racists? The liberals? Well, absolutely, they're the racist. But they're not going to admit it. They've managed to find one or two conservatives that are white, and they're saying they're the racist, they're the source, they're the problem. New York City, over a million something people, but New York City. Go figure. Racism is the problem. These people, I tell you, and people will believe it. They'll look in their mirrors and say, oh, you're a racist. I don't like you. Liberals never cease to amaze me with their knowledge base or lack of knowledge. Next topic, Michael B. Jordan, the actor, and Serena Williams. I wonder if he was named after Michael Jordan, the actual basketball player. I've got to look into that. Some of you might know. Let me know. Anyway, Michael B. Jordan and Serena Williams are partnering to help historical Black university students and alums launch businesses. Now, this is really interesting, and I think this is a great idea, but my only question is, why are they only doing this now? Why are they only thinking to do this? And there's so many other things that are taking place by Blacks with a lot of money. The other day, I read that there are two Black alumni of Howard that are giving, I think, $1 million some odd to the university. What took them so long to do it? I mean, I don't get it. I know that Barack Obama thought nothing of historical Black colleges and universities. He felt that they should, like, some of them should
close their doors and consolidate with others. Whereas President Trump wrote a check, an indefinite check, and said, hey, here's the money. Take the money and fund your university. Now, you probably are thinking, well, why are they giving them money? Well, this goes back to back in slavery. After slavery, the government decided that they were going to fund universities so that Blacks can get an education. So they've been doing it ever since. When Barack Obama came into the White House, he was like, oh, we need to stop this. I don't want to fund them that way. So every year they would have to go to him and put on a dog and pony show, and then he would write out the check. Whereas with President Trump, he said, no, I'm going to write this check and be gone. Here, take the money and go. See the difference? But with Democrats, it's nope, we've got to come back and, you know, we don't know. We want you to, you know, stay tethered to us so that we can watch what you're doing and make certain that you're voting for us, make certain that you're voting the right way. So again, I commend Michael B. Jordan and what Serena Williams, what they're doing, but why are you so late at doing this? And why aren't more successful Blacks doing this? I think there was a guy's name, not Master P, but one of the members of Run DMC, he's giving money to Harvard for his kid to go there. Why don't you send your kid to a Black university? What is wrong with the Black universities? Why didn't Michelle and Barack Obama send their daughters to Black universities? Why Harvard? Why Yale? Why wouldn't they support those universities so that people could say, well, from this university came this alumni? If we don't support each other, why do we think other people are going to support us? How do you think they're thinking of those universities if we're not sending our kids there? The people who have of a lot of means. Now, I know that Kamala Harris went to Howard University, but Barack Obama went to Yale. Michelle went to Harvard and Yale. Why not Howard University? Vanderbilt, or any of these other Fisk universities, Spelman, or Morehouse. Why didn't you guys support those universities? I mean, it begs the question, and it's a fair question. Why aren't these people giving money to those universities, setting up endowments? Harvard has like a $1 billion endowment because of people that have graduated from Harvard that are successful. But even with that, I see a lot of white people sending their kids to Howard and Yale and all these prestigious universities because they think it's going to give them a better chance at life. I mean, and I, at one point I wanted to go there. I actually took some classes from Howard. I'm not Harvard, but Harvard. Then I thought about it. Why would I want to accumulate all this debt when they're teaching me absolutely nothing? It's just a social club. You go there and you have connections. You can say, I went to Harvard. Someone will see it and go, oh, well, let's hire this person because we all went to Harvard. What year did you go to? But if you're going in an empty head and coming out a communist, coming out with a lot of crazy ideas, why even bother? Just hang out on Skid Row and create your own diploma. Because that's what it's gotten to. That's the way I see it. I don't see that degree as worth anything. Yes, a lot of people have it and it looks impressive. But now where we are in society, I look at those degrees and I shake my head. A lot of money spent on what? Spent on going to those universities so that you could come out and still be some type of crazy zombie, some indoctrinated, crazy right-wing, left-wing nut? Nah, I'll pass. I will pass every time. But like I said, God bless Serena and Jordan, Michael B. Jordan, and I wish others would do the same thing to support these historical Black colleges and universities. And I wish some of these athletes wouldn't go to a lot of these other colleges and go to historical Black colleges and universities to uplift them. Can you imagine if these Black athletes were to say, we're not going to those universities, we're going to historical Black colleges and universities, think of the money that would be pumped in. But we still stand on the sideline saying that there's racism and that the white man won't let us, you know, do our thing. You're going to talk about him, but yet and still you got to go back to him for money. What kind of sense does that make when you're a free man? Why can't you just get together and create your own football team, your own National League football team? Now imagine if all of these players were to walk off the field and say, nope, not going to do it. We're going to create our own thing. Colin Kaepernick. He claims he's out there practicing every morning. Dude, it's over. Go away. You're making more money on the sidelines, claiming to be an activist, a community organizer, than you would make on the field. Forget it. Hang it up. And just do your own thing. Or better yet, convince some of these rich black millionaires to create their own league. You can even ask some of the white billionaires. They'll probably do it. Why are you waiting for the white man that you say is so racist to give to you? And something else that's really interesting is in all of these places that they say there's a lot of racism, it's always in big cities that are ran by Democrats. Go figure. People never stop to think about that. Next topic. Let's talk about them. Okay, this is rather interesting. A woman was raped in New York City on a, was it New York City? No, I think it was in Pennsylvania, on a train, Amtrak train, and people did nothing about it. They saw this guy pulling at her, trying to take off her clothes. Eventually, I guess he penetrated her, I don't know, but people did nothing. They were in the train. They were taking pictures. Now, I don't get this, because I would think she would have been able to fight him off or run, or I don't know, but no one helped her. And then when the train stopped, I think a train conductor came by and saw what was going on. He pushed a man off of her. Folks, look, we've got a problem with the homeless. I'm not without sympathy, but I don't want to walk around the city and see them all over the place. See them crapping on the streets, pissing on the streets, in the subway, sleeping with a foul odor. What is this in a civilized society? Why can't we find a place for them? Where I live, they've decided to open up a hotel and throw a lot of the men there. So when we're out walking around, they're out sitting on the stoop, smoking, drinking. Really? This doesn't help them. But our mayor de Blasio, he thought it would be a good idea to mix them in with people that have money. That's the thought process of a liberal, of a communist, of a socialist. So going back to this woman who was raped, no one did anything to help her. Didn't give her a helping hand. They just let it happen. What does that say of our society? That we're busy trying to take a selfie or capture the moment so that we could put it on social media as opposed to helping her. Some might say, well, I didn't want to get involved. I didn't want to get hurt. Okay, you could have screamed loud. You could have done something. Seems as if though the train was crowded, but they did nothing. Well, just like the police can't do anything either, because if they were to raise their hand to help or to do anything, they would get attacked. Defund the police. We don't like the police. And look at the crime. Look at the crime. And who's committing a lot of the crime? Black people, black men. Yes, there are some white people that are doing it also. But when you look at it in New York City and in Chicago, every weekend people are being killed in Chicago with black skin. And Mayor Lori Lightfoot, oh, she's like, oh, we got it under control. Come election time, the black people, they will vote for her again in record numbers. You get what you deserve. And if you kill all of the up, you kill each other up, hey, what are we supposed to say? What are we supposed to do? If you're going to keep voting for the same knucklehead, wake the heck up. And then you have conservatives who are afraid to run candidates in Chicago because they're thinking, oh, it's a lost cause, we'll lose. Well, why don't you get conservatives to move there? What's wrong with that? So you're part of the problem also, because you're afraid to get people to move there. There's a lot to be done. A lot to be done. And we can do it if we were to put our minds to it and stop being afraid. Next topic, Facebook to pay more than $14 million to the Justice Department over a settlement of discrimination against American workers. They were going overseas, bringing in people to work for them and overlooking Americans. And what would they say? Oh, well, they're not trained. They don't have the skill set. Well, how can they have the skill set when you guys are busy supporting the teachers union, who are busy trying to bring in critical race theory and social learning, as opposed to teaching them about STEM? How can our kids be prepared? How can they know about algorithms or programming when our schools are busy trying to teach social programming or you know, social learning? It makes no sense. You spend half the day trying to convince a kid that maybe you're not a male, maybe you're not a female, and maybe the white person is a source of your contention. So we want the white kids here and the black kids there. Folks, we were trying to get away from that. But somehow it has managed to come back in. And you got a lot of woke people pushing it. So Facebook, hey, what can you say? They want to hire foreigners as opposed to hiring Americans. They want our economy to collapse while other economies rise up. Only in America. John Grundin, I spoke about him before. And his tweets, not his tweets, but his emails from 10 years ago, resurfacing. He had long since left that employer, and now he's fired. Private tweets? I want to look at everyone's private tweet, and let's see what they're saying. You would be surprised. I think this whole thing with John Gruden was more than just the emails. I think some people didn't want him to have that $100 million payout. Follow the money, folks. Follow the money. Okay, I clipped this one out also. Billy Porter. Spoke about him the other night, he and Harry Styles. I don't know where Billy Porter gets off thinking that he represents the man of America wearing his dress. You can wear what you want to wear, do what you want to do, but when you start trying to put that out there and sell something, shame on you. And shame on all the people that aren't calling him out. Well, we can't call him out because they'll say that we're anti-gay, or that we don't like gays, or we don't like lesbians, or we're this, or we're that. Meanwhile, some of the things that he's saying about Harry Styles, he says, all he has to do is be white and straight. Okay, what's wrong with being white and straight? What's wrong with being a straight male? You see where they're going with this? They want everyone to question their sexuality. Because you're not really straight. You can bend the rules a little bit. Sad. It's really sad. The next topic. University of North Carolina can keep considering race in admissions, federal judge rules. I'm sure the federal judge was a liberal judge appointed by Barack Obama or Joe Biden or Bill Clinton. So of course he's going to rule that way. And what people don't realize is that this is, again, sanctioned segregation. You know, all you liberals that are out there saying, oh, we got to give black people a fair chance. Well, this is going to hit you smack dab in the face when your kid can't go to the university of choice. Hey, you wanted it. Next topic. Vermont High School's halftime show is a drag pageant. Need I say any more? What the heck? A drag pageant? That's just like drag day at the library. Why are you pushing this? If you want this for entertainment, fine. Keep it at the entertainment level. But bringing it to school? Why? What for? What purpose does it have? It's an attack on masculinity. People don't want to say anything about it. Okay, I'm going to wind down here. Bill Gates, a decade ago, was told to stop flirting with the female employees. I'm not surprised about Bill Gates. He's friends with Jeffrey Epstein, or he was. Now, let's just look at this, though. I want to analyze this just really quick. He's the boss, and he's flirting with a subordinate. That's wrong. But if it's your two equals, and you're trying to get a date with someone because you spend a majority of your time at the office, what's wrong with that? I don't see that as being sexual harassment. Now, if someone asks you out or they give a compliment, and if you were to say, you know, I really don't feel comfortable with that, that's fine. I understand it. That's not sexual harassment. Now, if the person continues to do it, that's a different story. But if we spend a majority of our day at the office, at work, with different sexes, you're bound to find someone that you're going to be attracted to. And back in the day, you would meet, marry, one person would leave the job, have kids, and live happily ever after. But now they want to fix it so that you can't do it. But let a gay or lesbian person comment on a straight person, that straight person better not say anything. They better suck it up and accept it. You see how crazy society has gotten? How did we get here? What happened? Let's see. I'm going to wind things down. Okay, Terry McAuliffe, running for governor, Virginia. I hope he loses. I hope he loses. Now, he's bringing in all the big weights. Kamala Harris, President O'Biden, Abrams, Stacey Abrams, she's coming in. And they're going to rally the cause and tell people, oh, vote for Terry McAuliffe. He's a good person. He's going to make certain that we keep CRT on the agenda. He's going to make certain that parents don't have a say-so in what their kids are doing. This is so crazy. How did we get here? I say that all the time, and I say, how do we get here? It's not going to end well, but I'm dead serious. It's not going to end well. And I wonder, how the heck did we get here? And why aren't more people pushing back, including liberals? Because a lot of this will affect you also. It's going to affect your children. Okay, last topic. 65 New York City police, de Blasio, is saying that we should probably arrest them because of what they did during the riots of 2020. What were they doing? They were doing their jobs. And they were trying to keep these rioters from burning down the freaking city. Were any of them arrested, the rioters? No, absolutely not. They're still out there planning their next attack. Meanwhile, the January 6th protesters, they're still in jail. We don't like them. They're bad. Why? What's the difference? Well, the difference is that when the Democrats control things, they will throw the book at you. They will make up laws, especially if you don't agree with them. That's the biggest difference. Well, guys, I really enjoyed my time with you tonight. Thanks for tuning in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available Monday through Friday. Tune in, listen, spread the word. We've got to start supporting these independent conservative platforms. We've got to spread the word. Some people don't like listening to podcasts, whereas others do. But if you don't support us, if you don't help us get our voices out there to be heard, and you're sitting there listening to CNN and mad about them all the time, then what the heck? Spread the word, support us, advertise on our shows, provide commentary, reach out to us, comment, be our biggest supporters. Help us get our news out there. Again, I thank you for tuning in. God bless. And as Andrew always says, stand for something or fall for nothing.